Hello, everyone. The other day, I had the gladsome tidings that Vaughan Gething had tendered his resignation as the First Minister for Wales. Now, Mr. Gething had been on post for only 4 months before he stepped down. He was obliged to by four members of his own Labour cabinet resigning in protest, and it was dubious whether he could actually fill those posts. So it is rather delectable for me, who abominates the Labour Party. And it looks like Jeremy Miles, whom Gething defeated in the leadership race way back, was it March? That Jeremy Miles is likely to become the leader of the Welsh Labour Party and therefore the First Minister for Wales. So Jeremy Miles was serving in Mr. Gething's cabinet, and Jeremy Miles was one of those who resigned, which helped to bring down Vaughan Gething. So Vaughan Gething is a first for Wales in some ways, because he's black on his mother's side. So he's the first person who's not fully white to be First Minister of Wales. And he's the first person born overseas to be First Minister of Wales, who's born in Zambia, because he's half Zambian. And his father is a white Welsh person. So Mr. Gething, he and his family, they moved to Wales when he was little. But he said he experienced racialism when his father had an interview to be a vet in whatever place during the practice. And then the people see Mr. Gething's mother and his siblings. And because of colour prejudice, the father sometimes lost the job. That's according to Vaughan Gething. I don't know if that's true or not. But obviously it's appalling. Nobody should be discriminated against for racist reasons or because who he's married to and so on. I believe Vaughan Gething actually mostly grew up in England. And I think he doesn't actually speak Welsh, which is not a requirement of the job. But, you know, it would displease Welsh language enthusiasts, because it's only in the late 90s, methinks, the Welsh GCSE became an obligatory subject for everyone going to school in Wales, if you're not actually Welsh. Because, I mean, I know some Welsh people say, you know, in their 40s or above, even though Welsh through and through, born in Wales, always lived in Wales, but cannot speak Welsh, particularly if they're from urban South Wales, like Cardiff or Swansea. But coming back to Vaughan Gething, this solicitor, he should know more about ethical behaviour. The government's legal advisor there, they released statements about Mr. Gething's behavior. So in the meantime, they've had to have people take over some of these portfolios, like Jack Sargent and Jane Bryant. Notice some of these people don't have distinctly Welsh names, so that's absolutely acceptable. It's possible that Hugh Iranca Davies is also going to seek the leadership, or indeed Ken Skate. Some people who are not exactly household names, even in the principality. Some people were hoping that Mick Antony, I hope I can pronounce that correct, Antonui, was going to go for it, but he says that he won't do so. Remember Mark Drakeford, he retired early this year at the age of 70, was it 72? And then Gething took over. Mark Drakeford is far left. I mean, Mr. Gething's not quite that far left. It all goes back to donations to the leadership campaign. By the narrowest of margins, Gething won 52% of the vote against Jeremy Miles's 48% of the vote. And was there bad blood between them? Well, they decided to let bygones be bygones and work in the best interests of the Labour Party and indeed Wales. And that's why Gething put his former rival in his cabinet and think that they could cooperate. As part of his leadership campaign, Vaughan Gething accepted a £200,000 donation from a waste company. And the person who owned that had been convicted some years before of contaminating some public space and had been fined for that. Now, how bad was it to accept the money? In some ways, I think, well, no, because, okay, this man did wrong. He paid the price for it. Is there no forgiveness? Is there no rehabilitation? He can move forward. I don't think that means you can never accept donations from these people in future. It's not like you're somehow retroactively endorsing or committing this act of contaminating public water, so on. So people said that they no longer have confidence in him, and it's actually taking away from the work of the Welsh government. It's damaging the reputation of the Labour Party and so on. So there'll be three first ministers in 1 year. But the thing is, not Jeremy Miles is not liked by everybody. So we'll see what's going to happen. So yeah, and who you think is Jeremy Miles was more popular amongst Labour Senedd members, Senedd being the Welsh word for Parliament. Remember, it used to be called officially Welsh Assembly, but in 2020 it changed its name to the Welsh Parliament. So they're called MS, not multiple sclerosis. The post-nominals are a member of the Senedd. So that's Gething was never as popular amongst those who are actually in the Welsh Parliament as his rival was. So what else about Mr. Miles, his rival? He's always been openly gay. He went to New College, Oxford. He read history there. He was a solicitor in London. He did very well in that. Whereas Mr. Gething is straight. He's been married for years and has no children. So will there be any one candidate going for it? It won't be terribly popular. How ironic that the Labour should be in disarray in Wales at the time when it's just triumphed at Westminster level. And Mr. Gething, he's obviously sought to blame some of the travails of Wales on what's going on in Westminster and the Conservatives, where they're not going to have that excuse anymore. So the Welsh Parliament, as it now is, was established in 1999. There have been six elections to the Welsh Parliament. Labour's won six out of six. Even in the darkest days, say David Cameron, when Labour was still very weak, in Westminster, Labour was always winning in Wales. It was forecast they're going to win 40% of the vote in Wales at the Westminster election. They won something like 37%, but they've got a great majority of the seats and so on. So the First Minister of Wales, I can't think, I'm not sure if I can remember them all in order, was it Alan Michael, Rhodri Morgan? Obviously, we now got was Vaughan Gething. Before him, it was Mark Drakeford, and there's one or two more in the middle. I can't remember. Now, Wales not always had a sort of single party Labour administration. Sometimes they've had to have some sort of deal with Plaid Cymru and all the Liberal Democrats as if confidence to supply. I think not quite cabinet. But how does this bode for the forthcoming Welsh parliamentary election? Methinks that Labour will win again, partly buoyed up by the good news from the Westminster, maybe more popular, more credible First Minister. And obviously Westminster's trying not to take a view on this, thank Mr. Gething for his good work, but say, well, we absolutely understand why he felt compelled to step aside. So it was Dawson Environmental Group that gave him the money, and it was rather anti-environmental, that group. There was also controversy about the way he dismissed Hannah Blithin, one of his ministers, because of accusations that she leaked confidential information to the media, which is unproven. Did he do an injustice? There's no question that he does have the right to sack his ministers, but some people think he was still being unfair in doing so, Vaughan Gething. So he's got an awful lot wrong. Anyway, he says that he's always behaved in a moral fashion, and he was a minister for 11 years, and he never ever made a decision which is actuated by personal interest. He wasn't trying to make money for himself or anything like that, and he always did what he thought was best for the people. We shall see. I mean, he's going to stay on in the Welsh Parliament. Right, so that's it. We have the Wales have got Jeremy Miles to look forward to, but I'm afraid there'll be sort of more injustice and oppression under Labour. When will Wales wake up and vote for a right-wing government? I don't bate my breath. Goodbye, everyone.